Yeah, just a little. Anyway, here we go. Ready? And one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 218.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of stuff, man. It's a lot of talking.
A lot of episodes.
Yeah. Spotlight on Marvel Comics. The title is All New, All Different, .1, #1. It's slightly confusing. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard. I am the all-new, not-so-all-different.
Yes. Now, this may... Okay, we're warning now, and I put this in the notes. Spoilers in this thing. If you have not finished Secret Wars, this is the description of this book that we're about to read, so you kind of get the idea. It says, writer Al Ewing... Scotty Young, Charles Soule, Gary Conway. Ooh. Cover artist Mike Del Mundo. Various artists inside. We'll get to that. It says, in the aftermath of Secret Wars, it's an all-new, all-different Marvel Universe, and this is your one-stop entry point to the changes and mysteries that have developed during the 8 months that have passed. Featuring new stories of Daredevil, Carnage Classified, if I read that right, Classified, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's got Classified in there twice. I'm not really sure I understand that. But anyway, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Contest of Champions. So that's what we got here.
Well, and a couple things to note.
Mm-hmm.
That also came out this week was Avengers Zero, or maybe All New, All Different.
Yes.
All Fluffy Avengers #0.
Yes. Man, this thing was $6, too. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, and they both came out, and they – And mm-hmm. The Avengers one just covers the Avengers titles, and it is also post Secret Wars, post All New, All Different.
Right. I haven't read. I've got them, but I have not read them yet.
I'm about halfway through the, or not halfway. I'm almost done with the Avengers one, which has actually got me intrigued on a couple of those titles. Not that I wouldn't have checked them out anyhow.
Yeah. I planned on doing it for the show for sure. I'm looking forward to the Amazing Spider-Man one, actually.
It's out this week, too.
Yes. I haven't read it. I've got all those trades stacked up, and I haven't read Spider-Man in a while. I'm actually looking forward to it. Might just start off there. Who knows? I'll still really do others.
The part I'm curious about, and we all know that nothing, that ultimately at the end of Secret Wars, you know, everything resolves itself out. No major deaths. We're not going to end up with, you know, Captain America dead or Reed Richards dead or anything gnarly like that. It's all going to be – but it's interesting that they didn't hold off putting out a lot of these new number ones until after Secret Wars. What now is it #9 comes out in December. They're already rolling out.
Oh, that's right.
They're already rolling out the post-Secret Wars stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yes, that is correct. I believe – well – it was only supposed to be 8, and they bumped it up to 9, didn't they?
Right. Yes,
so, yeah. It's behind. Stop that, man. I was doing good until you did that.
On Yon Podcast. Yes. Yoncast.
All righty.
Yoncast. Ooh, Yoncast. That would be... Wow.
Yes.
I would subscribe to Yoncast.
Yoncast. That
would
be good.
Not to be listened to while you're driving.
No, not while you're driving. Okay, shall we get started?
Sure. We can alternate stories if you want.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's probably a good idea.
I think this has got, five or six different... I don't know, is this... These are brand new stories. These are not the first 10 pages of the first issues of all these books. I think these are actually self-contained... sort of like what DC did with all those 8-page ones that they did before.
Yeah. They put that one book called Divergent for Free Comic Book Day that had several little things in it. But I'm pretty sure this is all new stuff.
It's all new, all different.
Yes, all new and all different, yes.
They want to own the A's. Of the new comic book shelf.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
And naming yourself AAA.
Yeah, there you go. So let's see, who we got on the cover? We got, looks like Rocket and Groot, or Rocket Raccoon, depending on whether that's the movie universe or not. You have Maestro from Hulk Future Imperfect, I believe that was it, yes. Looks like a version, it's either Carnage or Venom. It may be, I don't know, there's no telling because they're both in this
Carnage.
Book. Yeah, that's Carnage. Looks like Daredevil, kind of hard to tell. And maybe Crystal from an Inhumans. And looks like, I want to look it through this, it looks like they pretty much got a S.H.I.E.L.D. book that looks like all the characters on the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Yeah, that's what's his name?
The dead guy.
The not dead guy, yeah.
Yeah, Agent, crap, I'm...
Coulson.
Coulson, yes. Drew a blank. All right, let's get going.
And I have no idea what that electronic... doodad that is behind
that,
them is.
Yeah, it might have something to do with Maestro's deal. I don't know. It seems like I was looking through.
Well, we'll get through this. I'm sure it will become obvious when we finish this book. Oh, that's what that doodad was.
Yes, exactly.
And please note, for those who are playing along, neither Chris or I clearly have actually read this thing.
No, that's what makes it fun.
Fun, yes. All right. Want to take the first one?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay, we're looking at a bunch of... this is a floaty rocky thing. It looks like some ancient...
You took the words literally right out of my mouth.
Oh, did I? Oh, okay, yeah. There's floating rocks with Colosseum. There's a couple of Colosseum-looking things. That's what it looks like. It looks like a football stadium on one side. Nice little rock staircase going in, and there's another looking like ruins, like the Roman Colosseum with a tree in the middle. Not sure why there's a tree there.
It's like an inside. It's like in that movie Inside Out when her different psyches are off in the
yeah. So there's all kinds of floating rocks. It's like, you know, you see all kinds of, you know, things like do this kind of deal. It's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like. It's a neat little, the pictures have kind of cracks in them that you can kind of see through. It's kind of a neat, it almost looks 3D-ish, little shadows
still.
There. Very, very well done. It looks very good. So you have your narrator, and it's green with black text, so no telling who that is. Let's see. You can't make an omniverse without breaking a few cosmic eggs. Case in point, hanging by a thread at the farthest edge of all that is, the broken shell of what was once God Doom's reality, the Battle Realm.
Time so these are all the realms from Secret Wars.
Yes, exactly. Okay, now I understand. Yes, these are pieces of Doom's world. Time and physics have ruptured here, become treacherous. It's a very dangerous place to find yourself trapped in. And then we see a Venom who has, looks like he has Spider-Man's shirt wrapped around his neck like a cape.
Like a cape.
Yes, very creepy. And so the narrator continues, and I should know, the Venom goes, where is he?
Now remember, that's Flash Thompson, so
yes.
the Spider-Man cape makes sense because Spider-Man's his hero. So.
Yes. Well, no, wait, I've read through this part, you'll be surprised.
Oh, you have, okay.
Yeah, this part, you'll be shocked. Okay, so with the next page, we see somebody off in the shadows, and then you see Maestro. If you haven't ever read Future Imperfect by Peter David and George Perez, shame on you, go get yourself a copy of that right now. It's two issues, it's on Comixology, we'll wait.
And
okay,
go.
Now. So basically, Maestro's there, and he's saying, I'm the biggest danger here. That's why he knew, you know. Okay. In the distance past, the present to most here, I was called the Hulk. In my present, their future, I am the Maestro. I know it's complicated, but if my plans work out, I'll take a simpler name, God. So he's watching a little holographic view screen a la Star Wars-ish.
Let the Wookiee win.
Exactly. It's a little square little table. He's in a nice throne. Looks like he has a sword and I believe that is called a mace, that strapped.
You know
who's back.
That sword behind him is Magic's sword.
Yes, it is. You're correct.
His
looks
big thing
like...
is that for those who haven't read Future Imperfect, the Maestro's thing is he collects all of the weapons and remnants of heroes and villains who
yeah, he
has
pretty much killed
offed
them all.
Over the years.
Yeah. And it looks like Iron Man's armor with a little green to it that he's wearing. So he's watching the little picture hologram of the Venom that we mentioned earlier, and it's talking, "Where? You said he was close, Pete." One of my opponents pawns a version of Venom. An Eddie Brock from a world where he was smart enough or crazy enough to actually kill his Earth Spider-Man.
So that's Eddie Brock. Got it.
Spider sense is never wrong. That's what you said. I heard you, Pete. I thought we were friends. And he's thinking, and he says out loud, "Huh, let's go with crazy." Which makes you wonder, if crazy gets results, who's crazier than Venom? And then next page, we have another story. Take it away.
So basically, this was a framing sequence, this whole thing with the Maestro.
Yes, exactly.
My turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, so we change art styles. We are clearly back on Earth. There's someone walking to their car in the dark. Who does that nowadays? From their office building. And we get some text dialogue. It says, "Lately I've figured out I'm what you'd call a night person. In prison, before that, in the home, your boy Cletus..." Is that...
Cassidy.
Cassidy. Wow, my print here is bad. Okay.
Yeah, I think they made it look like blood splatter. That's what I think they're trying to do. The things that are bolded, it's got that kind of blood spatter look to it. I had to get close to see it.
So for people who are not in the know, Cletus is actually the current Carnage. So Cletus didn't have much choice when he got up and when he went to sleep. And now that I make my own hours, I find I like snoozing till noon. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Cletus is just lazy, but I promise you I'm not. As this poor guy who was walking to his car is getting carnaged, he's getting all the carnage, what's his name, Todd McFarlane-esque wrapping up in his tentacles here. And says the guy. Now he's hanging. We see Cletus or Carnage hanging upside down from a lamppost, holding this guy up by all his bloody tentacles. And we find out that it's, in fact, Cletus Carnage who is doing the narration. It says, "Most days, honest, I'm lucky I get a full 8 hours sack time. And you know what they say, no rest for the weary." Something like that. Maybe it was teary. "No rest for the teary." Who can remember? "I'm tired. I gotta eat." And it looks like he's going to eat the guy who was leaving work late.
All right. I'll take over this one. We have a helicopter flying in over
this
the...
This is actually the same... This is the same story,
Is it the same story? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Across my
I think it's separate. Because the next page after that is Carnage again.
Right. I think this is part of the Carnage story.
Okay, go for it, Ben.
I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, no problem.
And we're in Wadapur Valley, Afghanistan, Bravo base. This is Medevac at Rescue Flight Dust Off 22. We are 6 clicks out, inbound at AGL, 2 Cherubs, Corman. How are you boys doing back there? We're in a helicopter flying through the desert, and we pull back, and got some Corman who are patching some poor guy up in there. He says, "Got 2 of them stabilized, Colonel Jameson." "Specialist Rudd needs a CSH pronto, Combat Surgical Hospital."
Wow, an asterisk.
Yes, an asterisk. Look at that. I've
seen one of those in a
working
long time.
Working on it, Corman, and his bullets come flying through the helicopter. Ka-ting, 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 crash. And for those who don't know, Colonel Jameson was also Werewolf by Night and the son of... J. Jonah Jameson.
That is correct.
And we're back to Carnage. It's just that... I like the quiet. people rushing around all day, everybody in a hurry to get nowhere, even in a small town like this. It makes me crazy. Nights are peaceful. Nights are when a guy like me can get some serious work done. And we got a bunch of drunks walking down the street, and carnages them. Dives in for some late night munchies on these three drunks. Mm-hmm. And that's funny. And the final drunk, his friends are getting carnaged behind him off panel. I forgot what she said. And carnages him as well. And now we're back in Afghanistan, taking ground fire from multiple positions. Colonel Jameson, two SAMs on R6. Good. Good a time as any to try our new toy, Chief. Activating SDS. And we get them. Woo, 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 woo. We get some sound waves blasting off this helicopter. And Thrawhoom. Thrawhoom. Is that what that is? Thrawhoom?
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, baby.
The missiles get blowed up. Well, I'm glad that works, says Jameson. Roger that, Chief. Roger that. Colonel Jameson. And they've landed. Colonel John Jameson on Special Agent Claire Dixon. And she's running up to the helicopter. FBI, isn't Afghanistan a little out of your jurisdiction, Agent? I'm here for the same reason you are, Colonel. Sonic Defense System. So SDS stands for Sonic Defense System, for those who are keeping track. You're testing for the Air Force. I need it and you to help catch a monster. And we're back to...
And that makes sense now. That does tie in, because if I remember correctly, the Venom symbionts are vulnerable to sonic weapons.
Sonic weapons. And that is your Marvel Universe moment? For, yes. I'm sorry. Handbook to the Marvel Universe.
Yes, moment. Exactly.
Up till dawn, snoozing half a day away, we see Cletus asleep in a broken-down car in the side of the room. Looks like something out of Walking Dead.
Yeah, it does. I was just thinking that.
Some people call it lazy, sure. I call it a lifestyle. And he is passed out like a drunk in the car, and he's walking, gets up, stretches. So I sleep all day and stay up all night. Does that make me a bad person? And he's approaching a diner, Pink's Diner, in fact. I think that's Pink's. Pearl's Diner.
Pearl's, yes, Pearl's Diner, exactly.
I didn't think so. Who cares, anyway? Not your boy Cletus Cassidy. I'm tired. I gotta eat, and the symbiote is wrapping itself around him. And we are now back to the Maestro. Now, one thing I want to note is after that one story that Marvel did where they reversed some good guys were bad guys and some bad guys were good guys.
Okay.
And at the end of that, and clearly Secret Wars has corrected this, but at the end of that, Carnage was actually a good guy.
Huh.
He did not revert back to being a bad guy.
Interesting.
He enjoyed the good guy lifestyle. And
right.
he was behaving very Deadpoolish by being a smartass and
comedian
all the time. So.
So apparently he was watching. We're back to Maestro, and he was watching that, and he's talking to himself. And he says, "On second thought, there's such a thing as too crazy." And then somebody walks up behind him with a wine glass, and he says, "You are muttering, Summoner." And then if you've something to say, speak it aloud. And there's this fancy-looking guy with some feathers, and he's kind of looking. It looks like one of his eyes is out, but on one of the other panels, he has his irises there, so pupils there. So,
this
okay.
is very, very, very Rob Liefeld panel, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it is. The maestro's thinking to himself, the collector, one of the elders of the universe, a cosmic kidnapper with a multiversal reach, who thinks he runs things here. Unfortunately, contrary to popular sentiment, it's not the thought that counts.
So they've redesigned the collector to look like the movie version as opposed
yes.
to how he used to look. He looks more like Benicio del Toro
So he continues, Maestro answers him, just wondering if I got your brother's rules right. Each player is allowed 5 contestants to fight in battlegrounds of our choosing, gambling for the ultimate prize. If all 5 die, I was trying to read too far ahead. If all five die, the player forfeits. Yes. The collector answers, we have one in play. Your task is to select four more. And summoner, make them collectible. Now, what are we? This is merchandising now. And
those little vinyl figures with the bouncy
yes,
heads.
Yes. I have a Dancing Groot bobblehead right here on my desk. collectible, you say? I believe I have just the thing. And then you see a picture of Groot and Rocket.
This one's yours.
Okay. I'll go on. Continue on. Now it's Hanfield.
Haydenfield.
Haydenfield. Oh, okay. I see the D now.
H-A-D-H-A-D-D-O-N.
Okay. Haydenfield, Illinois. Halloween. Oh, pardon me. Ah, I was up too early. Let's see. So you got some kids. They're in their costumes, and they're saying, y'all want to hit up the houses over on Timber Lane? Well, the other one says, nah, I heard that's all toothbrushes and comic books. I'm all about that candy. Another one says, then we should hit up Chadwick Estates. It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory got married, got busy, and had a whole lot of little chocolate factories over there. Okay. I'm done with that. Let's go. Another one says, come on, if we cut down the sycamore, we'll get there faster. And then they come around the corner. Whoa! Wasn't a Spider-Man. You got funky-looking Iron Man with pigtails. Got Frankenstein's monster. I don't know what that thing is behind him, and some guy in a sheet looking like a ghost.
Probably with rocks. All he got was rocks.
Yes, all he got was rocks. Then off-panel, you get a speech balloon. You hear that? I think I'm offended. How about you? Then you see them. I am Groot. Exactly. Ain't nobody on this planet or any other that can fake a tail like this. And it's Rocket standing there. You know?
I do not like that redesign of Rocket, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think it's the artist, though. He looks like a vampire in that particular picture. Okay. And one of the kids that says, how does this one work? You on stilts in there? I am Groot. And how did you make your voice sound like that? Another one says, how long did it take to glue all the bark on? Like forever, right? It's got to be hot in there. Yeah, I saw a documentary on theme park mascots, and they have fans inside the suits. You got a fan? Rocket says, hey, what am I, Chop Guardian over here? You ain't going to ask about this amazing specimen standing before your eyes? Well, the kid's, nah, it's not all that original, really. My cousin was a raccoon a few Halloweens ago. Yours is pretty good, but hers look way more real. And so Rocket says, is that so? Let me ask you something. How real do you think this is? And he pulls out a pistol. It's a big pistol. Anyway,
yes.
it's so-so. My brother's a cosplayer and has a few that would blow that one out of the water. And you see Rocket says, I hate Earth. Groot says, I am Groot. You're right. Do business. That's hilarious. Horgon Locum. We're here to take you back to Florix. Will you be charged with... Groot, help me out here. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. Yeah, all that stuff. So, let's see. Raccoon says, so let's do this the easy way. You all take off your masks and we'll be on our way. So, the silence is standing there. And Groot says, Groot, can you help me here? And he gets up real close to him and says, I am Groot! Okay, kids take their masks off. Good kids, now your turn. Horgon! And then apparently one of them is not a kid. It's some kind of shapeshifter. And he goes, expletive, you rodent. And then you see another thing, and he's this big, I'll die before I return with you. And he turns in this big blobby-looking thing with like 14 eyes and big teeth.
I am
tail.
Flashing on the beginning of Men in Black.
Yes, exactly. So the kids are running like crazy. Rocket's like, I get paid either way, my friend, so I'm good with both of those options. Again, expletive, you rodent, and I'm saying that because it's got all those little squiggly lines that are top of the keyboard when you do the shift, if you know what I'm talking about. so he pulls a blaster of his own and shoots the blaster out of his hand and a telephone pole and breaks it. And it says, Tree Boom!
Tree Boom.
Interesting.
Bummer.
I am Groot. The Rocket says, we can mourn your 3,556th cousin later. I guess it was a tree. That's why it said Tree Boom. Let's go before we lose him. So they're running after this guy. It almost looks like one of those dire rats, but not quite.
It's Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, exactly. And then Groot says, I am Groot. Yeah, I know he went this way. I have a face with eyeballs in it, and they can see all the things. That's actually funny. So they're still chasing. Horgon, why are you dragging us out? And he's like, I think they're going, yep, cemetery. He's tore down the gate. I'll make you a deal. Give up now, and we'll fly by Chicago on the way off planet. You can go to prison knowing the glory that is Pequids. Is that how you say it? Pequods?
Pequods.
Pequods pizza. I am Groot. What? No, get out of here. With Geno's, that cheese gets all caramelized on the crust. It's like, I am Groot. Oh, I'm sorry. You should have maybe read this first. I'm not laughed as much. The thing I love about rodents, they blindly follow the smell of food. And never consider there might be food being followed. Groot says, I am Groot. I am Groot too, I think, Rocket says. Uh-oh. Not so mad now, huh? What do we say, minions? And there's a bunch of looks-like kids dressed in Halloween costumes, including a Hulk, a Deadpool, a cop, maybe a pirate, a princess, of course. And they all in unison say, expletive you, rodent. I've had enough of the name-calling, Horgon. He pulls out another gun. Groot, I think it's time to shoot him a lot. I am Groot. You've got a point. Stay and possibly die, or run, and you know, not die. Run! I am Groot. I fucking hate Earth. They all pull out pistols and they're shooting at him. So that's the end of that sequence.
Alright, I will take it to this next level.
Alright.
By the way, I don't know what book that was for, but that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm hoping... I think that was probably Rocket Raccoon, since I think Groot is not going to be making the post-Secret Wars cut, but yeah. Rocket will. Anyhow. Yeah. And we've got the collector hanging with Maestro.
Oh, now I understand what that said. It says, featuring new stories of Daredevil, Carnage, Classified. Two of the books haven't been announced. So that's probably one of the books that's going to be out. So you got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Contest of Champions. So two out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books are still classified. Now that makes sense.
It does. I thought that was part of the title as well.
Okay, now I understand.
So the collector is saying, a talking tree and a rodent. Think bigger, Summoner. You have the pick of the multiverse to choose from. That's how your brother does things. Everyone from a different universe. That'll be his downfall in the end. And we have Venom talking to a masked Sentry, meaning Sentry from the Avengers books for a while.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be Paul Jenkins Sentry.
Yes, the, like, what, Silver Age version, I guess?
I guess. Hey, Sentry, you seen the old man any place? He can hide from my Sentry senses, Venom, you know that. Well, look harder, Bobby boy. If you want him alive and undigested, that is. We meet him, we eat him. Don't push me, Brock. I might have a code against killing, but I'd love to see that symbiote of yours rot in a Saturnian space jail.
Good enough.
Not to his taste. Not to his taste, are we, Peter? Too good for the likes of us, but he's to our taste, though. Oh, I just bet. So basically, he's thinking of eating Sentry. Lovely! And we're back to Maestro and Collector. You're Dimension Collector, so if you have any suggestions, don't be shy. Computer, open the S-H-I-E-L-D file. S.H.I.E.L.D. file. And booyah! We are in the Himalayas, Atalan Crater. And clandestine black market weapons auction. thank you all for coming tonight. There's a big crater, by the way, where Adelan used to be back in the day, and which then went up to the moon, or I don't know where it ended up. Who the hell knows?
Anyhow,
last we saw, it was an island on out on the in the Hudson Bay.
I thought it was still on the moon.
No. In the recent issues, it's been down in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for coming tonight. I promise to make it worth your while, says some bald guy with a thing in his eyeball.
Oh, that's Baron Strucker.
It's Baron Strucker. I thought Baron Strucker was from the... Never mind. I don't know. No, anyhow, thank you all for coming tonight.
I think that's who it is. Anyway, this
is... You're right. It says right there. It says Baron Wolfgang von Strucker, former Supreme Hydra. The data cell provides a map. This data cell provides a map to the future, a smart bomb which targets specific genetics. And he's pointing to a little reader that has some picture of some prisoners who are not looking very good. And the young lady standing next to him who's facing him. Wait, you said a map. I came here to buy the world's most precise bioweapon, Wolfgang, not a map to its location. And... then you're not invited. Then you're invited not to bid, Zaratha?
Yeah.
You're late, Batroc. And you're looking rather spry for supposed dead man, Strucker. My instructions are as to start time were very specific. My apologies. And we got former grounds of Murder World. We got Bobby Morse, a.k.a. Mockingbird. Basically, we got the current S.H.I.E.L.D. players in there. We've got Mockingbird, Deathlok, and what is that, Quake? Is that her name?
Yes, that is going to be her name. Yeah, Mockingbird's getting her own series, spin-off series, on TV.
We're going to getting a little bent or spent on all the stuff on TV now. Anyhow.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy.
Anyway. George Batroc, he's a mercenary who's I like his updated costume, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they're in a fairgrounds somewhere.
It says former grounds of Murder World at the top.
What is his name? Arcade place.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Give me a second to make that connection. Mm-hmm. He's certainly a slippery little bastard, says Mockingbird. Merci, says Batroc. And that would be why I'm having trouble holding him, Mockingbird, says Deathlok. And he foops and he flips and he's dancing, and we get Daisy Johnson, a.k.a. Quake, knocks him off his feet with a little, well, you guessed it, a quake. And Pericles, the strike team, sit rep. We're working on it, Pericles, says Mockingbird. Work faster.
End of May even. Wow.
Wow, they really dragged him in. Look at that. Is that Herbie floating around behind her?
It might be. Well, good Lord, yes it is.
I didn't know they brought Melinda May into the...
Apparently. Well, I didn't know Quake had been brought in either, but...
Well, Quake was around during the original run of Secret Avengers. She was...
I didn't know that.
No reason you should. I mean, it was pretty... It was like right near the end of that series. There was a character named Quake. And Daisy Johnson as opposed
was
to...
Was it Secret Warriors, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
That's like a... I've seen that on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Logos for the TV show. So.
No, you're absolutely right. Not Secret Avengers, but Secret Warriors. Sorry about that.
No problem.
We're running out of time here, says May. True, I didn't. And then we're back to the weapons exchange up in Antarctica. True, I didn't offer the DNA bomb itself, but I can assure you that there is no other means of determining its location than my intel, says von Strucker. Your intelligence, don't insult mine. How did you acquire the information, asks Zarda, who, by the way, I think is Zarda from... Oh, we'll find out. Never mind. Surely you've heard the saying about thieves and how there is no honor among them, says Strucker. I like saying Strucker.
Yeah, I know. If I had a horse whinnying sound, I'd play that.
Yes,
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Speaking of, you'll all understand if I verify your identities before proceeding with the auction. It's a retinal scanner. And the strike team be advised, Strucker's using retinal matching. And that's why we're here, isn't it? Yeah, but we're back to the fight back at Murder World. And Batroc has taken Quake, Mockingbird, and Deathlok on. Does this guy ever stop moving? Says Deathlok, stay still. That's a really ugly panel. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The device takes only a second for or two to verify your identity, and Strucker is checking the retinal scans and all
wow.
the... and then we get Gemma and Fitz. We get Fitzsimmons are now part of the Marvel Universe.
Did not know that.
Yep.
Interesting. And
they're that's what they've... The show is now the comic. The comic is now the show. There's
yep.
no line between the two.
Apparently
not. Brains. And they're doing their little teamwork thing. And Deathlok finally shrams Batroc. Cover me, Quake. See, he had no trouble using my code name. Says Quake to Mockingbird. Getting the retinal scan. Stand by. Stand by. And I'm standing by. That's what I do. I stand by. Standing by is my jam, says Fitz. Or is he Simmons? I don't know. Something's wrong. You don't appear to be who you claim you are, Monsieur Batroc. So we're... Oh, so this is all happening at the same time.
Yes.
Yes, Fitz, what's the holdup? Scan is finished, but the upload isn't complete. I need more time. Try it again. Your device, try it again, s'il vous plaît. I'm sure the only reason it didn't work is that I had something in my eye. And he gets scanned. He didn't make it. He didn't. It's 10 minutes and 50 million bitcoins later. And Batroc is climbing back onto the helicopter. He didn't want to take out Strucker? Want? Yes. Had the firepower to do it? No, says Batroc. Our mission parameters were only to obtain this, and he's got the jump drive. And then he rips off his face, and it is Phil Coulson in disguise as Batroc. Hello? Yeah? And it's me. They've got Strucker's intel. That'll keep them busy for a while, no? They don't suspect a thing. And we get, looks like Fitz is a bad guy.
Yeah.
We got Simmons.
Interesting.
I don't watch the show, so. And then we get kind of cool panel of,
yeah, it's weird.
Various characters, including Spider-Man and Iron Man in there with the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. The agents
yes.
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
One of them would be, in the bottom right-hand corner, would be Ward, was the actual traitor in the series. He was a Hydra agent.
Yep.
Spoilers for 2 years ago.
This is a long book. I didn't realize how long this book was.
It's like 52 pages.
Jesus.
But it's $6, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D., and we're back with Maestro. Well, they've got a nice database of heroes on call, and their own agents are competent enough, but no. We can use their files to find ringers, I suppose. That's in the rules, isn't it? As long as one of the contestants plays, can give them any support you like. We can bring in, say, Captain Marvel for a match or two. That's the Carol Danvers version, the newest one. They're showing on the little hollow thing. Then wipe her memory and send her home, none of the wiser. But if I permanently disappear someone on the radar of Earth's largest spy agency, they'll notice, maybe come looking for us. I can't have that. The collector is saying, I, Summoner, we can't have that. So we need people nobody will miss. Is there such a thing as a superpowered underclass on your Earth? As a matter of a fact, next up we have, let's see, an airplane, 36,000 feet above the Atlantic, SA-99. Looks like that weather we're worried about took a jog in your direction. Must have caught part of the stream, lifted it up to your altitude. They're talking. I'm going to start summarizing. You know, so you got a plane here. They're talking about the Terrigen Mist. It's supposed to be pretty harmless. I don't think we have a choice here. We're going to see you on the other side. Okay, so they're going in the Terrigen Mist. They don't have any...
So there's a permanent Terrigen Mist floating around the Earth still. We're getting that.
Apparently, yes. And they're having to go through it. You've all seen this explained 100 times. Put on your own mask before assisting small children. Tug the lines of oxygen flowing. If you need assistance, call the button. Sure, we'll be through this in a few minutes. So we got people putting their gas masks on. Apparently, somebody did it fast enough because he just turned into a great big gelatinous blobby-looking thing. So then they landed.
He's been crystallized.
Crystallized. Oh, the chrysalis, huh? Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. So Miami, they're landed. Thank you for coming, Miss Amaquilin. Interesting. Oh, just crystal is fine, and it's no problem. The Riv wasn't far. Still, we appreciate it. We're not sure what we're dealing with here, but I've been briefed.
Where's her head? Oh, there's her headband. Never mind, I see it.
Yeah. Her hair's really short. Interesting.
Small hair.
Yes. It's impossible to predict what might come out of one of these things. Not what, Major, who. They'll be different, but they'll still be human. Let's try to remember that. And he's like, you're the expert. It opens up, and they're pointing guns at it. He says, you don't need guns. He says, I think we'll make that call for ourselves, man. We've all heard the stories. People come out of these cocoons with powers, and sometimes they're scared, confused. Things go south. And you think pointing guns at him will help avoid that? Listen, if things go south, I'm all the gun will need. And she's like doing some kind of power thing.
She's a weather witch.
Yeah, she does heat and cold, doesn't she? Things like.
Oh yeah, you're right. She's not weather. You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. She's temperature.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, my name is Crystal. Guy comes out and he's an old man. Hello, my name is Crystal. Something wonderful just happened to you, but you might feel a little strange. I'm here to help. Have you heard of the Terrigen Cloud? Yes, I think so. It's traveling around the air. Some people change when they breathe it. Yes, people are part of a very old, very rare, and special branch of mankind known as the Inhumans. Quick side note, a lot of stuff I've been reading about this all new, all different is they're, you know, Fantastic Four and mutants taking a back row because of not having the rights to the movies. But anyway.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're part of that bloodline, and so I am. The Terrigen can change in humans. It gives them new abilities. Sometimes it alters their appearance. Tell me, do you notice any difference? And she makes a mirror out of ice. And she's like, I'm 23. He goes, I'm 23 years old. He looks like an old man. He's like, and then some kind of smoky stuff comes out of his mouth. And then he passes out. I need help here, a medic. I can't, I'm not. Just lie still, sir. You're going to be fine. They're all military. I'm not old. Oh, yep, there you go. He touches her and appears to suck the life out of the chick, and now she's old. What have you done? I don't know. I just reached out, and it happened. Please help me. You took her life, her years, and gave them to yourself. That must be the Terrigen's gift to you, your new power, and now you have a choice to make. Boy, this is very wordy. This is a moment that will define the rest of your life. It should be a nice, deep voice. Inhuman powers really work on only work one way. What you took from this woman, you can probably give back. But then I'll be old again. I can't. Everything hurt. I couldn't see. I could barely hear. I can't. You don't know what it felt like. That's true, but now she does. This woman was only trying to help you. She didn't deserve what happened to her. Neither do I. I'm not a bad person. She says, prove it. So he concentrates and gives it back. And now you know what you are. And he's an old man again. Do I? I don't have any idea. You're a good person, and that's a good start. Okay, that's kind of weird. That's probably the Uncanny Inhumans book.
That would make sense.
All
right, so we're back at the El Maestro.
Yes. Holy crap, that looks like a stick. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyhow, so we got, yes, the Inhumans. I remember them. Nice assortment of powers, but the same essential difficulties. Someone's going to notice them. Or rather, notice the lack of them. As I recall, Queen Medusa kept a close eye. Also, at this point, most of them are still unseasoned. They won't see a real fighter coming as we see Carnage again. You want a true warrior? Asks the Collector. A fighter? I know just the man. And we get a flash to an incredibly cool art style. By the by, it looks kind of John Romita Jr.-ish. Mm-hmm. It might be, even. And how do they do it, says the voice, or says a voiceover. I really don't get it. And we get New York headline, New York Bulletin, Daredevil to Extortion Ring, go to hell, says the headline. And we got a file. It looks like an accordion file with Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Misty Knight, Punisher, and Spider-Man back
pretty,
there.
Pretty much all the street-level heroes.
Yep. And the voiceover. Don't these people have jobs? Maybe they're all billionaires or something. Lucky them. There's a guy sleeping in a bed with all his clothes hanging around him. Very New York loft kind of thing. Okay, 2 hours of sleep. You can do this, Sam. And the guy's closing his eyes. And then we get a slam. And his eyes pop open. And there's a young lady with pigtails poking around in his fridge. Come on. What do you got for me? What the hell, Hannah? It's 4 a.m. on a Tuesday. I know, right? Early. The club is pretty dead tonight. And she's stealing his Chinese food. And he's saying, I have to work tomorrow, today, in like 5 hours. I have to get over to church before that. I'm not sure why any of this is my fault, Samuel Chung. God, she's the worst. So they're sitting on a couch, chit-chatting. She's stealing his food. He's getting pissed off at her. And she says, you should get yourself a better job. I have a good job, he says. You have a crappy job, Sam. Literally, you clean toilets. Just because you clean them at Columbia University doesn't make it fancy. He thinks, we've had this conversation 1,000 times, same words every time. Maybe we just mix up the order a little. And now she'll say, why don't you find an American girl to marry? Get legal. There it is. You're so smart, Sam. You could actually go to Columbia instead of cleaning up after the rich kids. You know any nice American girls you want to marry? A Chinese illegal who makes $11 an hour? Let's try that again. You know any nice American girls who want to marry a Chinese illegal who makes $11 an hour? You send them my way, sis, says Sam. I don't have time to meet anyone because I have to work 14 hours a day to pay our rent and buy dumplings that were supposed to be my breakfast. He snatches back the food. They continue with their chit-chatty family. Nothing like family. And then we get... Looks like Daredevil cracking down on somebody. I wonder if Daredevil's got a family. Probably not. If he does, well, God help the poor guy. And Sam walks up to the roof, and he's unlocking some kind of lock.
Time to go to work. Shack on top of the roof?
On the roof, where people usually keep pigeons, and not this guy. My real world. And we're in a makeshift... I don't know. Some place where they make things. Sorry. Does Hannah really think I scrub urinals up at Columbia because I like it? I took that gig so I could beg professors to let me audit their classes, steal lab time in the middle of the night. I've been working on this suit since I was 12. It was supposed to be my big break, my ticket out, until I found out how expensive it was to file a goddamn patent. Yeah, I'm sorry. I say that because I tried to do that once, and yes, it is very expensive. How easy it is to steal inventions from illegal immigrants doing their best to stay off the radar so they don't get deported. And he's grabbing a handful of batteries, AA batteries, in fact. Wow, that's a big handful of batteries.
Yeah.
I invented a miracle, a damn invisibility suit, and now I have to spend half my pay on batteries just to keep the thing running. How the hell do the other guys do it? And Daredevil is... Nice panel of Daredevil beating up somebody or getting beat up. No, it looks like he's getting beat up. I like that design on the Devil D on his chest.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a change. I like it, though. And we got the guy, Sam, standing on top of a building looking very Gambit-like. He says, Chinatown, my town, full of my people. We're all the same, smack in the middle of society's blind spot. Invisible, and he taps something on his wrist. But I can help, just like Luke Cage, just like Spider-Man. I know it, I just don't know how. I'm already illegal, and now I want to go all vigilante. Last time I checked, that's illegal too. I need to learn before I get myself tossed in jail or get killed or go broke or more broke. And he turns invisible, very Harry Potter-like. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe one of the other heroes could teach me, but they aren't easy to find. I've been checking a different neighborhood every night, but this is a big city. Guess I'll just have to get lucky tonight. How about Hell's Kitchen? Hey, that's where I would have started, actually. Just FYI.
Yeah.
My God, that's Daredevil. I've come here like 20 times, but I've never seen... Oh, so he's been there before. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Didn't give him enough credit. He's a smart guy.
Yep.
Damn, I can't believe I found him. How do I talk to him? What if he thinks I'm a bad guy? What if he wants to kick my ass? I should say, just say... And Daredevil looks back over his shoulder. Hello, enjoy the show? And it's Daredevil standing over a bunch of beat-up punks who are bleeding all over the place. Lots of... I like the use of red. Very Sin City-like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's good. I like it. If that's what the new Daredevil book's going to be like, I'll be getting it.
And we get the Radar Senses version of this Invisible Kid. I don't... Invisible Kid. Okay, I'm not... I didn't mean to disturb you or anything. I'm just... What the hell? That's impossible. I'm invisible. How can he... Hey, careful. You're right on the edge. You don't want to. And Sam trips off the building, and Daredevil snags him with his bolo. Don't worry. I see you. And he snatches... And he's smirking,
mm-hmm.
which we don't get enough smirking Daredevil lately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We're almost done. And all yours, my friend.
All right. We're back to Maestro. And he
close
says,
it
ha!
Out.
Huh?
Oh, close it out.
Okay. Ha! Daredevil. That is why you need me, Collector. Why do you want the student when you've got the master? And there was a scene away a while back where Venom was standing, and I thought I was right. That Stick standing in the background, which, for those that don't know, even in the TV show, Stick was Daredevil's trainer. He taught him all the ninja fighting stuff.
Because he's blind too, so yes, he has radar senses. Like
yes, he does. He was the difference being he was born that way, if I'm not mistaken. Not.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
At least that was in the TV show. Great show if you haven't seen it, by the way. Anyway, a man with ninja fighting skills, then hyper senses, the ability to control and redirect the energy of life itself. Ooh, that's new. Honestly, why do we need a depressed lawyer? And the Collector says, I don't think I like your tone, Summoner. If you don't like my choices, make your own. That's what you're here for. Oh, excuse me. Laundry's done. But if the team you gather loses this contest, if I lose the prize, you will lose your life. Maestro says, oh, don't worry about me, Collector. And it's, you see something say, yellow team, all members defeated. Red team has won the match. I like to pick winners. And it shows there's a picture of Stick standing on Venom's back. Welcome back from Death, Stick. Game on. And that's it. Now, let's see. Here we go. Follow. So here's your new. As the competition begins, the contest of champions. So you kind of get the idea there. They're pulling. It's like the original contest of champions. So it's going to be a regular series where they pull people. Out of different.
You're there and everywhere.
There, yeah, exactly. That actually looks kind of fun. That's coming. Yeah, the Hunt for Monster and Carnage number one in November. October's Contest of Champions. I believe that is out now. I think that was one of the ones I pulled down. Search for new Terrigen survivors in the All New Inhumans number one coming in December. And in December as well, the Training of a Hero in Daredevil number one. Now, I like that concept. Wade had done a thing and completely Matt Murdock wasn't, he was out again. So I don't know how this is going to come about in here. Let's see. January we have Rocket Raccoon in Groot number one in January. And again, the Web of International Intrigue in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. number one. Dun, dun, dun.
They should always have done Rocket and Groot as their own series as opposed to two separate series.
Oh, I agree. Sure. That was just a money grab. Money grab! Yep. So I like this new Daredevil. I wonder what his story is. I mean, apparently, he mentioned a depressed lawyer, which that's one of the things that was in Wade's run, was, revealing that Murdock had a problem with depression. So it seems like Daredevil has once again been rebooted into he's back as Daredevil again. Whether the world knows he's Daredevil or not, who knows? And he's going to take on this kid. I don't know, Invisible Boy. I don't know what they're going to call him. Oh, wait, that's already taken. So there we go. A couple of titles there to choose from. Some of them are already out. I think actually only the one is.
Yes, Contest of the Champions is out. Al Ewing is writing it, so it should be pretty damn good in terms of at least dialogue. Paco Medina's drawing it, so it should be pretty looking.
Yeah, I like the sound.
Then we got the Carnage book by Jerry Conway and Mike Perkins.
Oh, Conway's writing it? Really?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't have any interest in it until I heard that.
And then, of course, Scotty Young is doing the writing for Rocket and Groot.
Yeah,
but
Philippe
Andrade's drawing it. I'm disappointed that Scotty Young's not drawing it. But
yeah,
that
doesn't make much sense, does it?
My guess is he'll probably do an issue or two. If the sales aren't there, I'm sure they'll drag him into drawing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will, too.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is by Mark Guggenheim and German Peralta. I don't know who that Peralta guy is, but Guggenheim's been doing some pretty good stuff with the Secret Wars books.
And he's also one of the showrunners on The Arrow.
Oh, is okay. Which I don't watch. And then
It had a rocky start, but it's a pretty good show.
And then All New Inhumans, not Uncanny Inhumans, but All New Inhumans.
Okay.
Charles Soule and Stefano Caselli, and I always like Caselli's work, but that was the Crystal story, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then Charles Soule again over on Daredevil with Ron Garney on art.
Interesting.
That art was really pretty. I liked that. But hopefully they don't do quite the slow build-up. Hopefully they just dive in and give us whatever we're supposed to get. A couple of those intrigued me. The Rocket... The Rocket and Groot one was exactly what it should be, which is
just funny stuff,
goofy fun, and the Carnage one, for the same reason as you, I'm interested in that, which is the Jerry Conway
Our
writing. And
he's written a lot of the classic stuff, man.
Yes, and the Daredevil, I actually like I like the art better than I like the writing on that.
I could go with that.
Yeah, Soul goes back and forth for me. And the Inhumans one was just, I'm sorry to say, it was boring.
Yeah, that looked boring. And it looked, her dialogue was very stiff. It didn't sound like, it sounded like a pamphlet, somebody reading a pamphlet or something. Like, it sounded like Captain America talking in her, in her body.
Yeah. So I've been working on a writing project, and one of the things I've had to read is a book called Save the Cat. And one of the things that it talks about is there's some laws about writing scripts, and one of them is called Pope in the Pool, which is a way to express exposition without getting bogged down in it. So you have something that distracts visually while you kind of talk about what's going on. You don't necessarily have to talk about why the Pope is in the pool. You just use that as a setting.
Interesting.
And that's Charles Soule kind of. I think he screwed up with that Inhumans one, like you said. There was too much exposition. There was nothing. He could have done it in such a way to, like they did with Rocket and Groot. It's
cool.
Hey, you're a guy covered in bark. No, he really is a tree. Your costume sucks. But my cousin's raccoon costume a couple years ago was better.
Yeah.
He really is a raccoon, you morons. Anyhow.
Yeah, that's pretty fine.
I'll check him out.
Definitely
I probably won't look at the S.H.I.E.L.D. one either. I don't watch the show.
The show, I watch it. It's okay. The thing that bugs me is the one character that I hated the most is now the complete center of the entire show. So there you go.
What's her name? The hacker chick?
Yeah. She's Quake. I didn't care. I don't think she's that great of an actress. I don't know. And my favorite character ended up being, in the first season, ended up being the traitor. So there you go.
Word? Yeah.
Yeah, and I started the second season and I kind of fell out of it, and I went ahead and finished it. Whether I watch it anymore, I'm not sure.
So. It's on Netflix. So is iZombie now, though.
Yes. Oh, now that's a good show.
Gotham Season 1 is on Netflix now.
I couldn't... I'm not watching that. I started it. It's just... It's crap. Total crap.
Yeah, no, we dropped off as well. I'm trying to think what else. The new
Arrow's
the,
on Netflix, too.
Arrow's there now as well. Flash Season 1 is on Netflix.
Yes. Very, very good show.
Episode 1 of Season 2 was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
As was awesome. By the way, as was Heroes Reborn. It was very good.
You know, I never did finish the first series. I need to finish that first before I watch it.
No,
that is in my queue of things to watch.
Yeah, you don't need to finish it. There's nothing. There's no reason to.
Okay. I will take that in mind. Yeah, well, I know. They jumped a shark somewhere in the third season. It just went all to hell.
And, it's kind of hard to do in a series where people shoot fire out of their hands.
Yeah, I know. Still... It was like, what the hell happened to this show?
Yeah.
And I just stopped watching it. It was just sad is what it was. It's just plain sad.
So anyway. Well, good on Marvel. Good on Marvel on this. They shouldn't have charged $6 for it. But
no,
still good, on
good Lord. That's ridiculous. They should have given us away for free.
Yep.
To get people on board.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
They make more money if they sell. If they give this away and then sell an extra 100 copies of any of these books.
Yeah, because that's just way too much for that.
Agreed.
Especially digital.
Yo, yeah.
52 pages for the... I mean, good God. I mean, that's a lot of pages, but... $6. Ridiculous.
And we're not just cheap old men.
No, man. That's a lot of damn money.
Yep.
For comics.
It adds up.
For not even a trade. For a bunch of snippets. I mean, of different... I mean, oh, anyway. Let's just move on. Wow. So we did... This is a... It was a long episode. We get it over an hour this time. Or close to over an hour, if you, you know, take out the pre-show, which you guys don't get to listen to. Maybe one of these days I might put the raw episodes up there. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're just boring. So anyway...
sometimes they're just somebody coughing up a lung.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, let's get... where were we? Oh, yes, let's wrap this up. As always,
and by the way... Murray had better things to do. So
yes, we did not mention Murray. He, I think he had some kind of pottery emergency. I'm not sure.
Oh no, something needed extra glazing.
Oh. anyway.
Oh, I make fun, but I'm jealous. I can't do what he does.
I know. I have no talent like that at all. Let's see. What? DC announces Dark Knight Returns prequel by Miller, Azzarello, and Romita Jr. New York City Comic Con news. Interesting. Okay. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, yes. As always, you can send an email at podcast@talesfromlongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/TalesFromTheLongBoxPodcast or something like that. Just do a search. You'll find it. Or you can comment on the actual episodes. Come on by. Check us out. Anyway, we're not selling anything.
Yeah,
it's all
and if
free.
You're, if you're a hooker if you're a hooker, don't bother asking to join our group, okay?
Yeah. We've been having that happen lately, haven't we?
Yes.
Which we must be getting up in the world because we keep having spammers wanting to join, so that must mean something. We must be getting up there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
quite the backhanded compliment. All
yeah,
right.
It is. Anyway, that's it for this week. And we are out.
All right.